It's Friday, July 28th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump has appointed Kansas Governor Sam Brownback to the post of Ambassador for Religious Freedoms. The stated motion is to monitor, quote, religious persecution and discrimination worldwide, recommend and implement policies in respective regions or countries, and develop programs to promote religious freedom, unquote. On July 5th, Al-Shabaab, a militant Muslim group pledged to Al-Qaeda based in East Africa, entered several of the villages in northern Kenya, killing 7 Christian men and terrorizing hundreds of others. These villages are on the northern coast of Kenya near Somalia, a seedbed for radical Islam in eastern Africa. The World View spoke to Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern about how these attacks are affecting the Christian churches in Kenya.
The families of the ones who were actually killed, as well as the people in the direct villages that were attacked, had to evacuate the villages. They shut down multiple schools so the children can no longer be taught and learn, and they have to move away. They've also now got burial costs. They've lost the breadwinners of their families, so they now need to find work for the rest of those family members.
Pray for the persecuted church in Kenya. Amazon President Jeff Bezos is edging out Bill Gates as the, quote, richest man in the world, unquote, according to Bloomberg's calculations. Gates has been the richest man for 4 years running with a net worth of $80 billion, but Bezos is biting at his heels. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this present age, that they be not haughty, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Colorado billionaire Tim Gill told a Rolling Stone journalist he intends to, quote, punish the wicked, unquote, through his advocacy programs. The wicked he defines as those who oppose the sin of homosexuality, what he calls the, quote, LGBT agenda, unquote. The article noted that Gill's foundation coordinated corporate pressure on Georgia Governor Nathan Deal to veto a bill that would have protected Christians. In the 2016 elections, the Gill Foundation also went after the conservative Republican governor of North Carolina who opposed the transgender bathroom mandate. The Democrat candidate defeated Republican Governor Pat McCrory in that election. Isaiah 5:20-21 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Homosexual activists have threatened the life of a West Virginia pastor after he voiced opposition to the Facebook rainbow flag emoji. An article on the pseudo-religious website Patheos.com stirred up the controversy against Pastor Rich Penkoski, who operates an online ministry called Warriors for Christ. The death threats have become so intense that the local police are actually recommending the pastor move from his home. Genesis 19 tells the story of how the men of Sodom surrounded the house, and they called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them carnally. And they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. And finally, Christopher Nolan's latest film, Dunkirk, earned $110 million at the box office in its first week. The movie portrays the remarkable evacuation of 330,000 British and Allied forces surrounded by the German army during World War II. The film, however, failed to include the main thread of the story. When King George VI called for a national day of prayer for the men of Dunkirk on Sunday, May 26, 1940. Specifically, the king called England to, quote, turn back to God in a spirit of repentance and plead for divine help, unquote. Millions in the British Isles thronged to the churches for prayer. Following that, a storm rose across the Dunkirk region, grounding the German Air Force, and a rare calm settled over the English Channel, allowing hundreds of small boats to carry out the evacuation. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.